the Public News Service Daily Newscast, March the 29th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. The recent collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank has put a spotlight on the safety and stability of the U.S. financial system. Now some experts are pointing to a greater role for community banks.
Neri Osbe with Self-Help Federal Credit Union says community development financial institutions and minority depository institutions, known as CDFIs and MDIs, are comparatively well capitalized and have high levels of liquidity.
Community banks, CDFIs and MDIs are usually financially conservative. They put their members first and they are usually risk averse. So they are safe places to invest.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, FDIC, keeps the banking system stable by insuring all deposits up to $250,000, no matter the size of your bank. And at least 39 migrants were killed and dozens more injured Monday night when a fire broke out in an immigration detention center in Mexico, just south of the U.S. border. The Mexican president said the blaze in the city of Juarez likely began when migrants learned that they were going to be deported to their home countries and ignited mattresses in protest. He said most of the dead were from Central and South America. The Times reports a Mexican federal official with knowledge of the case who spoke on the condition of anonymity said the protest began because 68 migrants were packed into a cell meant for no more than 50 people and had not had access to drinking water for hours. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has announced an 18-month delay in permitting a controversial oil tunnel construction project under the Great Lakes.
Federal engineers say they need extra time to study the massive volume of public comments submitted about the project. Sean McBrady with the conservation group Oil and Water Don't Mix says the delay will push builder Enbridge's Line 5 project well beyond its original timeline.
This was entirely predictable. From the beginning, Oil and Water Don't Mix and our allies have been saying that this is going to take a lot longer than what Enbridge was trying to sell. And likely this project will not be able to be permitted.
Line 5 is a pair of aging oil pipelines under the Mackinac Straits that Enbridge wants to replace with an underground tunnel. Conservation groups oppose the project over its potential to damage the environment. A spokesman says Enbridge is disappointed with the delay. I'm Mark Richardson.
A coalition of Michigan conservation groups, Native American tribes, and elected officials are pushing the Biden administration to shut down the current pipeline. This is Public News Service. And as we conclude the month of March, it marks 160 years since the creation of the Medal of Honor by President Abraham Lincoln. Edwin J. Vieira reports on efforts to make its history and importance accessible to all Americans.
Numerous Medal of Honor awardees have been in Washington to discuss ideas for a proposed Medal of Honor Museum in Texas and a monument on the National Mall. Retired U.S. Army Colonel Jack Jacobs was awarded the Medal of Honor for his service during the Vietnam War. He says to him, one of the most significant values the medal represents is comradeship.
One of the things you learn when times are extremely difficult, when people are ardently trying to kill you, is that you have two things that you have to do. One is to accomplish the mission. Don't forget that you're defending the Republic. You've been entrusted with the responsibility of taking care of the futures of 330 million people, but that you also have to take care of each other.
Jacobs notes there's a lot this monument should embody, but he feels it should focus on the people who have given their lives to protect the freedoms of the United States. Since the Medal of Honor's creation, a little over 3,500 people have received the award. Of those, only 65 are alive today.
And new research claims that discount retail chains known as dollar stores aren't having such a positive impact on the communities where they're sprouting up like weeds.
A report by the Institute for Local Self-Reliance claims that Dollar General and Dollar Tree, which owns Family Dollar, often choose disenfranchised areas to set up shop and may not offer the savings customers assume they are getting. Last year, the chain operated 34,000 stores across the nation and hopes to grow to 51,000 locations. Report author Kennedy Smith says in Indiana, the chains are meeting resistance as Hoosiers wise up to what is being called the dollar store invasion.
And from communities in particular that are opposing proposed dollar stores. I've heard from Crawfordsville, Elkhart, Kokomo, Marion Township, Monroe County, Princeton. All of these places are either in the process of fighting or have successfully fought off a proposed dollar store.
I'm Joey Graham reporting.
Finally, 500,000 folks in Georgia face the reality of inadequate internet access, according to the state's broadband annual report.
Rural residents in particular encounter difficulties in getting telehealth service from medical professionals as hospital closures escalate across the state due to mergers and acquisitions. Natasha Taylor with the group Georgia Watch emphasizes the critical importance of bridging this gap.
I think that telehealth can greatly improve healthcare access in rural parts of the state because it prevents people from having to travel, you know, over an hour, hour and a half to the closest emergency room for a cold.
Shantia Hudson reporting.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported. Here are some radio stations, big and small, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.